News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. We are expecting sunny skies, a chance of showers for the afternoon today. It's 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A worldwide terror alert continues this weekend. American intelligence shows a possible attack occurring in or coming from Yemen. The United States is closing 21 embassies and consulates today as a result of that threat. Britain and France are also closing their embassies in Yemen today. An FBI report is showing that the country's top law enforcement agency allowed their informants to break the law around 5,600 times during 2011 alone. USA Today obtained the FBI report under a Freedom of Information Act. The Justice Department ordered the FBI to track crimes by its informants after the agency admitted its agents let reputed Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger operate a crime ring in exchange for information about the mafia. Activists were in full force in Milwaukee yesterday asking U.S. governors to support Made in America legislation. Several U.S. governors are in Wisconsin for the weekend's National Governors Association meeting being hosted this year by Governor Scott Walker. In sports, former Green Bay Packers linebacker Dave Robinson is now part of the National Football League's Hall of Fame. His son David accepted the enshrinement yesterday in Canton, Ohio. Robinson was a member of Vince Lombardi's championship dynasty, winning 3 NFL championships. This afternoon, it's the Brewers versus the Nationals. We'll have pregame for you at 12:35. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting sunny skies today, a high near 73. A chance of showers through the overnight, mostly cloudy, low around 57. Showers and storms continuing on Monday with a high near 69. A chance of showers and storms on Tuesday with a high near 78. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.